4,000.
Vivian, may I point out five more nights at 3,000 a night is only 1,500.
But you want days too.
All right, 2,000.
Three.
Done.
Holy crap!
And then, quickly getting herself back together, she flips on the sexy smile.
Sugar, you got it. I will treat you like a prince.
Oh, wow.
Anything, any way you want.
Wow.
I'm not just talking about sex.
Look. I'll treat you so nice, you'll never want to let me go, okay?
3,000 for 5 days. And Vivian, I will let you go.
It would have been good.
That would have been great.
I actually think that would have been fantastic.
Yeah.
I think Pacino should have taken the role.
I didn't think you overacted enough.
Yeah.
I think you should have yelled a little bit more.
Should have got a little crazier.
Yeah.
All right, let's see how this one goes then. How about we do
no.
a little Silence of the Lambs?
No, I don't want to.
Only this time, instead of Anthony Hopkins playing the role of Dr. Hannibal Lecter, Sam Kinison has been cast in the role of Dr. Lecter.
Oh, no.
Now, this is the scene from the movie where it's the initial meeting between Dr. Lecter and Clarice. It's in the jail cell where Lecter's being held.
Oh, you're so ambitious, aren't you? That's right. You know what you look like to me, huh? With your good bag and your cheap shoes? You look like a rube. A well-scrubbed, hustling rube with a little taste. The good nutrition is given you some length of your bone. But you're not more than one generation from poor white trash, are you, huh?
Are you?
Officer Starling, that accent you're trying so desperately to shed, pure West Virginia. What was your father, dear? Was he a coal miner, huh? Did he stink of a lamp? Oh, and how quickly the boys found you. All those tedious, sticky fumblings in the backseat of cars while you could only dream of getting out, getting anywhere, getting all the way to the FBI!
You see a lot, Dr. Lecter.
Oh, no.
But are you strong enough to point that high-powered perception at yourself?
Whoa.
How about it? Look at yourself and write down the truth. Or maybe you're afraid to.
Wow. Nice.
You're a tough one, aren't you?
Reasonably so, yes.
Yeah, and you'd hate to think you were common. My, wouldn't that sting? Well, you're far from common, Miss Officer Starling. All you have is the fear of it. Now, please excuse me. Good day.
And the questionnaire?
Oh.
You know, a census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti. You understand that, you whore?
He's not a whore. What happened?
That's such a better
movie. That's fantastic. Yeah.
Wow.
I think they should remake it.
Dude. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I'm dying.
Wow, Sky. That was really good.
Thank
you. Great
so
read,
Sky. Thank you.
It's like really? Cody Foster was in the room.
Yeah. Thank you.
And the accused.
Wait.
Eddie?
Not appropriate. Eddie.
In the accused.
Eddie.
Not appropriate.
Holy
not
crap.
Cool. Not cool.
All right, let's try one more. This one is
Woo!
Die Hard.
Yes!
Now, this is the scene in Die Hard where the terrorist, Hans, and John McClane, played by Bruce Willis, first speak to each other through the walkie-talkie at the Nakatomi Tower. Very famous scene. They're talking to each other on the walkie-talkies. And this time, Hans will not be played by a German actor.
Oh. Really?
Hans will be played by Tracy Morgan. And the role that Bruce Willis made famous as John McClane will now be played by Adam Sandler.
Okay, wait. This is a different kind of movie.
Hans.
Mm-hmm.
So who are you then? I'm just the fly in the ointment here, aren't I? You know, the monkey in the wrench and a pain in the ass. Mr. Mystery Guest, are you still there?
Wait, I got an idea. Walkie-talkie.
I like it.
We got a walkie-talkie.
Now, who's got the walkie-talkie?
They both do.
Both.
You could use both of them.
Oh, nice.
There you go. It was already on. There you go. Just press the button. There you go.
Is it already on?
Yep. Just press the button and it'll work.
Who are you then?
I'm just a fly in the ointment there, Hans. I'm that monkey in the wrench, the pain in the air.
Mr. Mystery Guest, are you still there?
I wouldn't think of leaving there, Hans. Unless you want to open the front.
Noise! We got a lot of people out here to see something very, very cool. Now, we haven't said this too much on the radio, but I want to make sure that I point out the girls have actually been working really hard on this. They've been practicing for a long time. We have Charger girls that have actually been teaching them routines. They're going to be a taught routine that's been taught to them by the Charger girls, but they're also going to be doing their own freestyle routine. Now, I want to have a big round of applause for our three girls today, Sky, Ashley, and Zeth. These three lovely ladies have been working hard to bring it today, and so they're going to be doing their routines for you now. I want to talk to you a little bit about the criteria of judging, okay? Today, the girls are going to be judged on costume, physical fitness, music selection, creativity, execution, crowd reaction, stage presence, and choreography. These are the areas that they will be judged in. All of you guys get the very, very cool honor of getting to see it happen live. All the other thousands of people that are listening are going to hear it on the radio, but you guys get to see it here live today. It's going to start here very soon, and we pulled out all the stops for you guys. We wanted to be able to put a stage up here for you, have the Charger girls teaching them this number, and we have to pump out some jams for you guys until it all begins. DJ Emphatic. Hit it, bro.
Yo, check. Do you guys, how much time do they gotta go? Hey, you guys, how much time do they got to go on?
I don't know. I mean, I can play their routine now.
What's up, Mark? It's Mark, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he just told me, let me know going back on. So what does that mean? Well, what are you playing right now?
I'm not.
What's on the air?
Whatever you guys are feeding me. Girl, get low. If your mama gave it to your baby girl, let it show. Once you pop lock, drop it for me, maybe we could roll. Oh, pop lock and drop it.
Another one will. You prefer rockin' the skirt and
goodness. Okay. Oh, but we do have to kill that. We got to kill that music. DJ Emphatic, we got to pull that back. Now, I think we're back on the air. I think we're back on the air, so we got to call the music. Yeah, we're back on the air. No, it's okay, bro. I didn't either. I think we're back on the air. No matter what, we will treat this as if we're back on the air. Wow. Look at this. Dude, that is huge. No, literally. Bro, what's your... What?
Said it might be a soccer player. I felt him kick.
This guy's great. This guy showed up out here. What's
this big.
Dude, what is your name?
Baby Huey.
This guy has, right now, he's got his big belly out, and written on his belly, it says, it's B-Rob's baby. Go Sox. Wow. Oh. Wow. B-Rob.
Dude.
Is that your baby?
This one is, yeah.
Wow, okay. They're all over the place, Rob.
Yeah, they're everywhere. You guys want to see some dancing or what? All right, first of all, for everybody that is listening on the radio, for everybody that's driving right now throughout San Diego and listening on the radio, I want them to have an idea of how many people are here right now. So as loudly as you can, scream and make some noise. Dude, it's safe to say. Let me get on a hard mic.
Hello.
Let me just say, this is one of the bigger crowds that we've had. And we've had some big crowds.
Oh, man.
This is one of the bigger crowds that we've had. If we can we get a wireless over to the judges? I want to introduce the judges to everyone, and I want everybody to know what we're going to be doing here, and then get these girls on stage and get them dancing. Now, first of all, I'm going to let you know right off the bat, we brought out the best. It's the Charger girls. They know what they're doing. They know their dance. They know what's up.
Best in the NFL.
All right. Is that microphone working, Seth?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Let's hand the microphone first. Let's hand the microphone first to Chantel. Chantel, I want you to, first of all, how long have you been a Charger girl?
6 years.
6 years now.
Wow.
Awesome. Very awesome. And what is your background in dance? What is sort of your background?
I have to say I've been dancing since I came out of the womb. No, I've really been dancing for a long time. I started off with cheerleading and gymnastics, and then I went on to do some modern and jazz and, of course, hip-hop.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time, at least 15 years.
So you have a background in a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything.
Okay, cool. And how old are you, Chantel?
Really?
Oh, no.
All these girls are like 22.
Like
I'm a nice 21. We'll keep it at that.
They're all 21, 22 years old. Yeah, come on. So. All right, next, Kaylin. Kaylin actually is a Charger girl. We know her here in the building because she's also a sales executive. And Kaylin, how long have you been dancing?
I've been on the Charger girls for 5 years.
Oh.
Yes. And I've also been dancing about since I could walk. So classically trained, ballet, jazz, tap, hip-hop, all of it. And then I became a Charger girl at 18.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have been a big part of the ladies learning their routines.
Yes, I have.
How do you think they've done?
Well, I don't know. I taught them the first day, and, you know, they haven't come to me to ask me any questions or help.
Really?
So.
Really?
So that either, yeah.
And I mean, that includes Zeph?
Probably mostly Zeph. Mostly Zeph.
What an idiot.
So. Okay.
I mean, look at him with those glasses. Come on.
Hey, maybe that's his look.
Maybe that's what you're going for.
Marlena.
Where's your little doggy?
Marlena is next. Marlena?
Hello.
How long you been a Charger girl?
This is my second year. So
ooh,
I'm the,
so you're a newbie.
I'm the baby of the three of us, yes.
There you go. And you have not seen any of these folks dance, right?
I have not.
Your background is in?
Pretty much the same boat as Kaylin and Chantal. Jazz, hip-hop, tap, ballet.
Interpretive,
you name it, I've been there, baby.
That's right. All right. So are you guys ready to do this?
We are.
How about you guys? You guys all ready to do this?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Will you look
Let me talk to the girls. Let me now talk to the girls.
Oh, here we go.
No.
So, no. Sky.
No. Make it stop.
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah. That's fair.
Like, last night, I was hoping I would break an ankle.
Is that why you're blushing?
Yes.
Or is that?
That's makeup. That's makeup.
Wow. That's
makeup.
She never wears any normally.
And Ashley.
Yes.
Are you nervous?
Holy joker.
Yes.
You are nervous.
Yes.
Now,
hey, Mike.
You know what we haven't talked about?
I think she should have worn some red lipstick.
What?
Holy cow.
It makes my outfit pop.
You know what we haven't talked about?
What?
How do we decide who goes first?
That's a good question.
We haven't really. Why don't we take out the lucky penny?
I think we should save Zeth.
I think we should save Zeth for last.
For sure.
Yes. In terms of doing his routine.
Okay. Sure.
All three at the end are going to do it together.
A jam off.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, Ashley.
So we'll be starting and stopping the music.
Just as long as we have time to go change for our second routine.
That's fine.
Will you relax?
Ashley.
What? What'd I do?
Ashley, call it in the air, and winner gets to choose.
Okay. Heads.
It is.
Mike.
It is.
You gotta catch it.
You're the worst. No,
we're letting it fall on the ground. It's heads.
Okay.
It's heads, so you get to decide.
So I get to decide?
Yeah. Would you like to go first or second?
Or if she's going to go first?
Will you look at the sweat pouring out of her
face?
Oh, for goodness sake. This girl is sweating like nobody's business.
I really don't care. I will go first.
You're going first. Bad choice.
Wow.
You're going first.
Worst decision ever.
Milk was a bad choice.
Worst decision. That's terrible.
Should I go first?
To go first is the worst.
Never.
Should I be going second?
Well, you already decided.
Man.
You're going first.
You already picked.
All right, Ashley.
Wait, can I make a deal then?
History of decisions, that was the worst.
For the solos, I'll go second?
That's fine.
Yeah. How about
that's fine. That's fair.
Okay, cool.
All right, so for the first one, you go first. And for the next one, you will be going second.
This is the choreographed routine that the Charger girls taught to Ashley, Sky, and Sam.
You can say that. Look at that. We got a smoke machine, like a fog machine. Ashley's trying to tell us something. Ashley, what? What do you say? Ashley's coughing from the fog. Ashley's looking for Eddie. She can't see him.
So the way that we're going to do it, because it's kind of short, is we will all do it two times through. So we'll just do it two times back to back in a row. So you can kind of get the idea of what the routine is.
I do not know what that meant. What does that mean?
We're going to do it two times through.
Wait a minute, Ash. Does that mean we're going to play the song twice?
No. It's the same routine two times through in a row.
Oh, I gotcha.
So I'm just, like, letting everyone... So, you know,
okay.
Kaylin, so you know...
Eddie.
Yes.
You and I have microphones. Let's do our best to describe the action.
All right. Well, should we describe her outfit first?
Before she gets going...
Yeah, I see.
Ashley is dressed... in a Britney Spears type outfit. She's
almost
got on
Tony Basil-ish.
Yes, almost Tony Basil-ish. She's got on a blue cheerleader miniskirt. She's got on gray sweat socks pulled up to her knees.
Leave her alone.
She's got on tennis shoes. She's got on a red tank top with a gray tank top over it. She's got the pigtails and the red lipstick. She's blonde.
Lots of sweat. Flops.
Beautiful white teeth sparkling in this 5 o'clock sun going down
Joker
atmosphere.
Makeup.
That's right. Lots of makeup. Are you ready, Ashley?
Before
begin.
Ashley
standing with her feet together. Music. This is not her song.
No.
This is not her song. This is the stop the music. Stop the music. Somehow I knew this would be the essence of the Mikey show. We do not have the right
Where's
music.
Where's the CD?
Track eight. Are we ready?
Come on, Priceman.
Here we go. Track
eight. Take it back.
That's the right song. Ashley is sort of swaying side to side. Clapping in front of her. Swaying side to side. Moving it like a cheerleader. And like a stripper. Wow, she is doing that. My son, Jordan, is reaching for the mic.
Wow.
Now she's doing a little tease me with the eyes. Wait a minute.
I just saw what she had for dinner.
Okay, my son just started blushing. He's only a year old.
Get him out of here.
I don't think he's old enough for this. Now she's doing the sway back and forth. Sway back and forth. Eddie, I got to admit, it looks like a pretty professional routine. Now, I'm looking over at the Charger girls, and they're all giving a look like not bad.
Now, let's ask them, because they taught her the routine, if that was even close.
Chantel, let's get the mic over. Chantel, how'd she do?
I'm going to say, that was great. I mean, the move at the end really got me. I mean, that was a killer move right there.
She basically dropped it like it's hot.
She dropped it like it's hot?
She dropped it.
Okay.
Kaylin, what'd you think?
I am so impressed, especially because they didn't even come to me for help. So she did a great job.
Kaylin,
good job, Ashley.
Kaylin, question.
Yes.
Did she basically do exactly what you taught her?
Pretty much. There's a few little things, but.
Oh.
What were the little things? What was she doing that was not taught?
She just modified some of the moves, but that's okay.
Got it.
You know what? Nobody here knew that, right? She knew. She looked like she knew what she was doing.
Hey, guys, what did you all think about all the P1s that were here watching? Marlena, how about you? What did you think?
Ashley, you worked it out. You had a really good performance. You had a really good stage presence. And like Chantal, like the little ending pose you added. You go.
Very, very good. Very good.
Not too shabby.
Now, do not forget those of you that are here watching this. They're being judged on costume, physical fitness, music selection, creativity, execution, crowd reaction, stage presence, and choreography. Let's get the crowd reaction. Engage what you thought. Let's hear it for Ashley. All right, it is time to get Sky up on that stage.
Yeah.
So, look at that. Team Sky.
Team Sky is here holding up their banners. Now, I got a question.
Part of Team Sky?
Look at that. There's ham signs are out in support. Now, I got a question.
Yeah.
They are both wearing very similar outfits. Was that planned?
I have no idea.
That was planned. So you guys planned to wear the same outfit?
Yeah, we didn't know we were getting judged on costume.
Yeah.
We never were told that.
Now, what's up with wanting to wear the same thing? Didn't one of you guys want to have an edge over the other?
For the freestyle, are they different?
Freestyle, we have our own outfits.
Freestyle, they're different.
We learned this routine together, so we wanted to,
Where's Zeth's outfit?
Yeah, Zeth, where is Zeth's cheerleading outfit?
But he didn't take any of this seriously, so I don't expect him to
agree with that. I agree with that.
Okay, now, so this will be the exact same routine you just saw from Ashley.
Yes, and Sky is, for the record, Sky's wearing the same outfit. So it's, I mean, it's...
No sweat, though.
There's a couple of... Yeah, the no sweat. No sweat. All right, Sky, are you ready? Let's hear it for Sky.
Same song.
Take it back.
Sky's listening to the beat.
Oh,
and
my
now
God.
She's starting. Got a big smile. Here goes Sky.
Her face
can dance,
very animated.
She can dance, dude. She's moving it. Shaking it. She's giving. Oh,
whoa,
yeah. Look at the facial expression.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, dude, I love to watch Sky dance. She's good, man.
Very animated.
I'm telling you, she's very animated. She's doing the pumps. She hasn't missed a beat. She's right on the beat.
Whoa.
Dude, I'm telling you, I think Sky could, like, be on the sideline, man. Very nice.
Hello.
Very well done.
Wow.
Okay. Let me tell you something.
You can put it on the board.
Wow. Let me tell you something.
You can put it on a ham.
I give this girl a lot of crap on the radio. Can she bring it or what?
Hey, that was impressive. I want to make fun of her, but I can't.
That was good.
It was good.
It was real good.
What did you think?
I think she did great. She did a good competition.
She did
really
a good job.
Really makes you sweat, huh?
Now.
Well, everything makes her sweat.
That's gross.
Now, if we can get a microphone up to Sky, let's get a microphone up to Sky real quick, and then I want to talk to the judges. Sky, how do you think you did?
I think I did okay. I mean.
No, you did better than okay. I'm telling
you,
you killed it.
Well, thank you for saying that. I know in my head there was a little goofy stuff that happened, but I don't think anybody else knew it except for them. So.
Yeah, I didn't know anything that went wrong. I thought it looked flawless.
Let's talk to the judges.
What about the facial stuff?
The facial stuff was great,
that was crazy.
Man. See, I think she gets it.
Yeah,
I think
right.
she gets
Playing
it.
Play to the crowd.
Get those judges into it. Chantel, what did you think?
Oh, man.
Sky, man, you impressed me. You were great.
Yeah.
I mean, you might could put on my uniform next Sunday. I don't know.
Wow.
Give me a run for my money.
How about that?
Was really, really good. Great facials. You look like you were having fun, which is really important. So, great job.
Yeah.
You know, I got to point that out.
Yeah, great facials.
Well, the thing is, Sean.
I'm echoing what she said.
I know it, but it sounded different when you said it than when she said it. It sounded different.
Never mind.
Kaylin, what were your thoughts?
She was right on with counts and everything, and honestly, her crowd appeal was great. Showmanship is a huge part of performing, and she worked it. You couldn't tell that she was nervous. She had awesome expression. So, great
Marlena,
job.
What did you think?
Same. I completely agree with all the things that other girls were saying. You had really good eye contact, and that's super important because that definitely draws your crowd in. So, you had awesome stage.
For those of you that are just tuning in, you're listening to a dance competition between Ashley and Sky.
And the stripper move, we wanted to compliment you on that.
Whoa.
That
was wow.
Very nice.
You nailed it. You nailed it.
Ashley, I got a question. Now that you're hearing that the judges are liking particular things, will it change the way you perform?
Yes, absolutely. I'm taking everything as constructive criticism and will apply it in my future dance moves.
Well, what you're hearing...
Absolutely.
What you're hearing, absolutely. Ashley, what you're hearing is that facial expressions played a big role in what they thought about Skye's performance. Mm-hmm. Will that change your facial expressions?
It will, Mike. And, you know, Skye did a great job, and I got to give it to her. I think she's got the one up on me right now, so I got to kick it
up
a notch.
Maybe not wear gray.
Why not gray?
Why? Well, but it matches my socks.
I just wanted to say one thing for the record. It's Mikey, not Mike. But it's okay. You can call me whatever you want. Call me whatever
Mexican.
You want. All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Now it's time for Zeth to go.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
This is going to be
really
good.
You better bring it, kid.
I would like to say for the record, P1s, he knew all of you were coming out to watch him. He did not practice one time. Skye and I practiced every day
after
work.
That better not be true.
For the past
that
week.
That better not Kaylin. Be true.
That better not
that
be true.
That can't be true. Zeth, get up on that stage. Now look what he's done. His glasses are on backwards. It's like he doesn't care.
What a tool.
He's so apathetic. It's like he's not even in. You know what? Hey, Zeth, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. I think that maybe what you're doing is you're going to be like the silent assassin. You're going to come in here quiet. Nobody's going to know. You're going to fly low under the radar. Then when that music starts, the rump starts to shake. You get the boogie in your bones. And you nail it, dude. You nail it. You make this your own, bro.
Yeah.
You make this your own.
Yeah.
If not, you're fired.
That's right. All right. Anytime you're ready with the music,
same
begin.
Same song, same routine.
All right. Same song, same routine. Here comes the fog from the fog machine. Zeth, feel that music, buddy. Feel that music.
Hit it.
Where's the music? Where is the music?
Hit it.
Hit it.
Hit it, Sean.
It's KOZ San Diego, hit it.
Hit it.
It's KOZ San Diego, hit it.
Hit it.
Come on, Beth. Come
wait,
on,
what?
Beth.
The P1 said, come on, Beth.
All right, where's the music?
Hit it.
It's not fired.
Here we go. Here we go.
Hit it.
Here we go, hit it.
It's the same song. Hit it.
Hit it.
It's obviously a practical joke. Hit it,
Priceman.
Anytime you're ready, hit it.
Hit it.
It's
hit
so
it.
Embarrassing because Zeth's standing up there with a cheerleading outfit on this whole time.
Hit it.
Come on.
Hit it.
What is going on?
Oh, please hit it.
It's the same song.
All right, here we go.
I beg you.
What's going on?
No, wrong song.
Wait a minute. I thought it was supposed to be the same song.
Wrong song.
Hey, stop, guys, stop. Do you guys know what's going on? Let's get a microphone over to one of the engineers.
It's back in the board. It's back on the board.
It's back in the board?
Yeah. Priceman, same song, bro.
Priceman, play the same song.
Bro.
Here we go. Same song that Ashley and Skye dance to.
It won't fire.
It won't fire?
What do you mean it won't fire?
What, when you click on it, nothing happens?
It's just not playing. I've switched the CDs. I switched players and nothing's working.
Don't put it in CD 2 because that's where Sean's coming up. Put it in CD 1.
Play it in the same CD player we played it the first two times.
It is, and it's just not killing.
It's in the system. What's it called?
Man Eater by Nelly Furtado.
Bring up Nelly Furtado. He knows how to do this, right?
Yes.
Bring up songs.
Will you
better.
Stop it.
She just wants
leave
to
him alone.
She wants to beat down on anybody. She'll beat down on anybody.
Listeners are waiting.
Don't tase him.
All right, have you found it, Priceman? Can you find it in there?
Take it back.
Here we go, Zeth. Come on. Wait, Zeth
what are you
wants
doing?
Now Zeth wants a timeout.
Stop the music.
What, Zeth? What? Stop the music.
Kaylin says we got a different version that was on the CD. I am a professional.
It doesn't matter. She says
just
he's a professional. He should be able to pull it off. All right, let's hear
anyway.
It for Zeth, everybody. Let's hear it for Zeth. Hit the music.
Take it back.
All right, Zeth is listening. He's kind of looking like he walked into a gay bar. He's moving a little bit now. What, you're saying you can't hear it? Is that the deal? It's the same song, right? Zeth is saying it's not the same song? What is going on?
worthless. Come on.
Do something, Seth. Do something.
The routine.
Give us something. What's going on?
I have no idea.
Seth, give us something. Move a little bit. Do part of your routine. Kill the music, Bryce.
I'm humiliated.
What is going on?
I told you.
Seth, come here. What happened? Come on. Talk to me. Talk me through it. What happened? What was the deal? You worked hard on this.
I did.
You did not practice one time.
Not with you.
Yeah, you practiced in his bathroom. Right,
yeah, exactly. Thank you, Mike.
Now, what happened once the music started? Did you get like nervous, booby? What's the problem?
Yeah, my booby was very nervous.
So you just couldn't perform once it started.
I get that a lot, yeah.
Okay, all right. All
if
right,
it
fine.
Was the other CD, could you do it?
Probably better, yeah.
Was it just the version of the song you didn't like? If anything, this teaches you how hard this actually is.
Absolutely. We
These two ladies were able to do it.
I think Zeth owes somebody an apology.
I do. I owe all of you an apology and all the Charger girls. I apologize. It is way hard, and I'm super sorry.
Don't cry.
You are awful.
I gotta get the opinions of the judges. Chantel, how awful was that on a scale of 1 to 10? Let's get the microphone over to her. Let's get a microphone over to her. Sky's having to run the mic over. Chantel, scale of 1 to 10, how bad?
A 0. I'm pretty disappointed. He doesn't even get on the scale. I was really, really waiting to see Zeth. Seriously, I thought he was going to bring it.
I did, too. I thought he would actually be able to move a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Well, the whole reason that we had Zeth up there is because he was saying that, like, the Charger girls, anybody could learn those routines. Give me enough time.
Oh,
I can
Kaylin
do it.
Kaylin is so mad.
Yeah, Kaylin is so irritated.
Like, really?
Hand the microphone to Kaylin. Kaylin, aren't you kind of irritated?
Yeah, a little bit. You know?
Right? Like, because you worked with him a little bit, right?
Yeah, but during practice he wasn't really doing it. That was pretty painful.
Wow.
I have to admit that was pretty painful to watch.
See, and I thought he was going to be like Randy Moss, like he doesn't practice well, but when it's game time, he really brings it. No, not so much. And finally, Marlena, how underwhelmed were you by that?
Well, I was going to give you the benefit of the doubt, even though you weren't wearing a costume. That wasn't very fair because the girls went all out and you didn't.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? The wrong music. He's going to come up with something and nothing.
See, I needed one of those moments where like Boy Blunder came bursting in here. He gets all mad. He starts screaming at Zeth. He's like, what's wrong with you, you pussy? I'll show you how to do it. And then he starts dancing and he takes his shirt off. That's like a Farley moment. Oh. And it's crazy. That didn't happen.
I think Rob is back in the studio now. Do you know what's going on, Rob?
Rob, talk to me. Rob, if you can hear us, tell us what's going on.
Yeah.
What's going on, Rob?
With the CD?
Yeah, with the CD, with your boy Zeth.
No, with the Red Sox. What do you think, you idiot?
I'm sorry. You know I'm not the brightest bulb.
We know.
He's an idiot. What can I say? I don't know what's wrong.
What happened to the CD? Do you know what happened to the CD?
Yeah, it's a dysfunctional studio. We've been actually looking at it this whole time.
Well, why was it working before?
That's what we're trying to figure out. We just put in another one.
You know how hard it is to try to watch a Sox game and do this, dude?
Seriously.
What's the score? What's the score? What's the score?
4-0, top of 7.
He's not watching the Sox game.
No
one's on in there. All right, the next section is freestyle. Freestyle. No.
They're supposed to do the dance.
But we can't get the song going.
We can do it.
You girls want to do it together to the regular song?
Yeah.
You guys want to see them do it to the regular song? All right. Girls, go on. Go, get up on stage.
Just to prove that Zeth just flat out did not try or learn it.
Wow.
Kick a guy when he's down.
She just wants to kick him over and over again.
Dude.
She's getting up on stage. All right. Anytime you're ready to start the music, start the music. This is Sky and Ashley up on stage together. Zeth just has to watch from the sidelines.
Yeah, terrible.
Anytime.
Worthless.
Take it back.
There we go. Look at now Ashley's into it. Wait, they're off.
Oh, what?
You can't hear it? Turn it up. Turn up the music. Here we go.
Everybody look at me.
Wait. Now they're synced up. Now they're synced up. Kind of. Kind of synced up. Listen, Sky's got to look like, what's Ashley doing?
Sky's kind of off.
Yeah. Well, Sky's kind of, is Sky off or Ashley?
I think Ashley's lead.
Very good, very good. Wow, okay.
That wasn't so good.
All right, now, something happened. That wasn't very good. Now, something happened here. Ashley was much better that time. Sky seemed to be off, but I don't know if it was Sky off or Ashley off. Sky, what do you think happened?
Well, obviously, in my mind, Ashley was off count, but I'm sure in her mind, I was off the count. But it's different than...
It's getting ugly.
Ooh. Ashley, what happened?
Kiss.
What was going on?
I just did with my counts. Like, I wasn't looking at Sky, so I have no idea what count she was on. I wasn't watching her.
We couldn't hear the music like we did before.
Let's get the microphone. Seth, run the microphone over to the girls. Chantel, what just happened?
I don't know. Sometimes you got to go with the flow. I mean, and just catch on. And that seemed to me exactly what Sky did. So I think it turned out great.
Kaylin, what'd you think?
Well, they didn't count together in the first place. That's why they weren't together. But they brought it together, and they actually
were
got on the
same count. Were you guys taught to count together?
Oh, no. I think that we could barely hear when the songs, like when her words start, and when her words start.
What about all
the
crap you talked
starts.
To Zeph?
Marlena, what'd you think?
I think it was good. I don't think it was as good as your individual performances, but I think it was good. I think the song's different, so we definitely have to give that to you. But I kind of wanted just to say this, and I know Kaylin agrees. Seth, you know, when the music messes up for us on the field, we just keep going.
Yes, Seth.
So next
you
time you
try.
Decide you want to say that it's easy what we do, now you know it's not.
All right.
Share.
This is
Thank
what we got to do.
That's all.
The girls are going to change, and they're going to get into their freestyle stuff. So we're going to spin some music here with DJ Emphatic and DJ Tanner. Now, will this be on the air, too? So you'll be able to hear the music on the air. We're going to spin some music for everybody listening
costume
in their cars. Costume change. And then we'll be back, and we're going to bring it with the freestyle stuff. Check it out.
Check the watch, check the reach.
tail on the Bentley hard top.
Check.
Half a male, interior daffodil.
Right.
You ever seen a car with so much mass appeal? Me and Diddy walk in the club and make all the champagne glasses spill. We got
the beans on the
Patron on the rocks, the ice on the chain, the ice on the clock. Don't quit your day job. See a girl in New York, I hit it like A-Rod. See a girl in L.A., I might just keep her. Take her to the Four Seasons. I roll around with your girl like she my... Draw a Kobe, look like from Corsair. Relax your mind, release your soul. Let me see you from the blow like this. Shook. Pop up, we both dumb adults, acting like children. When will we get enough? Start fresh like the pilgrim. Ah, yes, progress in the building. Break up to make up a sexual ending. I've been done with the touch and bust. See, it's all about us. That's unless we bust. Trust. We ain't got to worry about now. Gal on the earth, that's worth what we have. Crack each other up till it hurt when we laugh. Sex is berserk like the night before last. I text message, emailed, and even chirped. Alerted your next telephone. You need work.
Let's go.
Three, four, yellow fever, drop top man.
Let's go.
You mad if you wanna go, then leave me. Bitch, your own girl wanna come see me. Oh, believe me, I ain't got a big girl. To the face, turn red.
Come on.
Oh, then I call y'all three times.
Three times.
So why do you pick up that line? Baby, come and see me. If you roll with me, I'll take you to the top. That money don't never stop. I know you know that last night just was a one-time show. She said no, but I messed up. Can't let that light.
It's Mikey. You're listening to the 28 Hour Show. We are live. You're listening right now to DJ Emphatic and DJ Tanner spinning out here. We are doing a costume change for the girls, and they're going to be back out here. They're going to be doing it again. It's okay. You guys keep playing. It's all right. We're going to be bringing the girl. What happened? We're on the air. Okay. The girls are doing a costume change. They're going to come back, and they're going to be doing a freestyle. No, but we're still on the air, right? Yeah, we're still on the air. So, I think we just blew a fuse or something. So, as soon as we get this hooked back up, we're going to get the music going for the people that are standing out here. Basically, this is out. We are coming up on hour number 12. We've been on the air for 11 hours and 46 minutes. Promotions department has been working like crazy. We have generators working out here to keep all this stuff powered. We have professional lights, professional stage. Are we back up again? We're still working on it. Okay, cool. We got professional lights. We got a professional stage. And the girls are going to be coming out here to do their freestyle thing. Eddie, you have no idea what it's going to be like, right?
All I know is that Sky mentioned something about doing a slow interpretive dance.
It's a really, really slow
song. It scares the crap out of me.
Now, Sky's coming right now. Somebody's already seen her. Here she comes. Now, what is the outfit? Eddie, what's the outfit? What has Sky got on? It's like a nice, pretty dress. And fishnets.
What the hell?
She's got on fishnets. Sky is wearing... Sky, talk to us about the outfit.
Well, I kind of went with a little, like, hippie top to give my, like, hippie flair to stay true to my roots. But I wanted to make it a little sexy, so I did the fishnets, which I actually just ripped about a minute ago. So
how did this happen?
That's awesome. I was stepping into my dress slash top, and a hook caught on the fishnets and ripped them.
Maybe that kind of looks sexier. Just pull it off like that's the way you meant it to be.
Yeah, I'm all tough, sexy chick.
Right. You just got out of a brawl at a bar where you were being sexy.
Yes, that is the fact.
Okay. So Ashley is still MIA. Oh, here comes Ashley. I love it. Look at this outfit, Eddie. Look at Ashley's outfit.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
Look at this. Ashley,
look at that.
Come here. Talk to me about your outfit.
Oh, my God.
Talk to me about this outfit. What do you got going on?
Well, like I said, I'm for this solo routine, I'm sticking to my roots. For those of you who don't know, I'm 0.1% African-American, and it resides in me. I'm going to just bring that out in my hip-hop to the max, the best that I can.
No. Ashley's actually not kidding about that. Ashley, how did you research and find out that you were actually 0.1% African-American?
My grandma called me a couple months ago. So, I mean, this is brand new news, okay? And she called me, and she said she went and got her blood taken, and that it said on her blood test that she was 0.1% African-American, so it's in me.
There you go. All right, kill it. I don't know how you can tell from a blood test, but whatever. You're going to kill it, and Sky's ready to do her thing, too. Go ahead, Sky.
Did we get the whole CD issue worked out? Are we going to be able to play our songs?
I don't even think we're playing it off CD. I think we're playing it directly from our computer hard drive.
We have everything worked out. We have some issues out here, though, that we're trying to work out.
Now, wait a minute. Now, Sky, did you have a CD you'd rather play than the hard drive?
Yeah, because, like, every song has a different version, and so I don't know if this version on my CD is the same as in the system.
Well, I hope so.
Apparently, we have the CD problem worked out, right, Rob?
Yes. Rob, talk to me about the CD problem. What was going on before and what's going on now?
I couldn't tell you what happened before. I could not tell you what happened before, but what we figured out was that once everything's potted up, he's going to directly hit it from the CD player. So it's not going to fire from the button. He's going to fire from the CD player. Priceman, we good?
Yeah, Priceman says we're good. And are we ready to do this? You guys ready to see some dance? This portion of the competition is a freestyle competition. Come on, Sky! All right, Sky is up on stage. Go ahead and kill the music locally. Sky's getting down on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
The fog machine has started. And whenever you're ready, Priceman, hit the music.
Oh, my God.
Yes, very dramatic, Eddie. Very dramatic. Head down. She's down on the ground. She's now twirling back, looking forward right into space, stepping forward slowly, step by step, one hand up, the other hand up. Now a little bow, as if to say, I'm Japanese. No, I'm not.
And I'm hearing what you say.
Now she steps back, she's swaying back and forth, as if to say, I want you. No, I don't. I want you. No, I don't.
I've never seen a high ballerina before.
No, she won't do it. She won't be able to concentrate. And she can't do it if I'm calling the action. I can't call the action. Okay, no more talking. No more talking. Just music. It'll throw her off. It's Ashley saying the same thing. Go ahead, Scott. What, should we time out? What, Eddie? Should we time out?
Do you want to start
again? Sky, what do you want to do? You want to start again?
Yeah, I apologize. I started laughing, and I could only hear you, and I couldn't do it. So I apologize. So if you guys can make fun of me in a whisper and start from the beginning. I'm sorry.
Folks, I want you to know that the narrative will not stop. It'll just be a whisper. Oh, he's taking me off the PA. Okay, so I can talk, but we're going to do it in a whisper.
Gotcha.
Whisper. She is swaying back and forth. Now she is standing up. She is now standing up. She's looking forward. You can tell she's really worked on this. She's now doing the little ballerina. I'm Japanese. Ballerina. I'm Japanese. Now the twirl towards the audience. Switch back and forth. Switch back and forth. I'm Patrick Swayze. No, I'm not.
Smelling my fingers.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to
you
do.
You were doing
ladies.
Good.
We're trying to whisper, Chantel.
No talking. She needs to concentrate and get this done. So quiet. We'll be back to you in about 5-10 minutes. Hold on.
Can we not talk?
Fine. We can't talk.
We can't talk?
Let's start it again for those of you
but this
that
is
are
radio,
listening
though,
on
right?
the radio. I know it. I know. But we
what is this, dumb lake we're watching?
Wait a second. But we got to be able to do it. So this time, no narrative. When it's over, I'll explain what we
I
saw.
I whispered smelling my fingers, though.
Rob!
Sorry.
Leave her alone!
Can't say anything this time. Sean, save all your jokes for when it's done, and I know you have a few. Let's just let it go.
Oh, my God.
Begin.
Beating.
Everything in our power as her big brothers not to make a sound. How were we supposed to not make a sound?
I just wanted to make some fart effects.
God,
come on.
Just one?
God.
Now, Chantel, we were good that time. What did you think?
That was really, really good. I love how she used the words and interpreted it. It was very good. And your PKs were on.
Yeah,
good job.
I thought her PKs ruled.
Yeah, and then the facials were awesome,
I want a PK broiler. Chantel, wait a second.
Yes.
You said she was interpreting the words through dance.
Yes. Did you see her using the
I
words?
I did, but I don't know how to interpret it. So will you tell me what was going on? Honestly. It looked beautiful, but I don't get it. I don't understand dance.
Well, if you listen to the words.
Yes.
And it says when she was doing the turnaround part in the words, it talks about
she
that.
Actually
she was
turned around.
Turning around back and forth, and she finally came forward.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's kind of like someone said honey baked, but she couldn't really understand. And she was like, was that honey baked or Costco?
What?
What?
Honey baked? What?
I don't really. I can't. Oh.
Have I been good through this or what, Sky?
And then she was smelling the glaze on her fingers.
Yeah, she's like,
Kaylin, Kaylin, your thoughts?
Leave her alone!
Mikey, you were right. She can dance. Only can she dance, but she's got some training in there. Those were some very technical dance moves that she put in there. She had a pirouette. She had PKs. And she just...
actually just sunburnt.
And Chantel was right. She interpreted the song. It was about a struggle, and she conveyed that very beautifully.
She was struggling with her friends from giving her the business.
No.
Now, let me ask you guys. Like, I've said to her a million times, I think she could actually do this. Like, she could try out for the Charger Girls, but every time I say it, she's like, you're an idiot. But she's good, right?
Yeah, she's good. She's very good.
What did you think?
Wow, I didn't know I was like going to a Celine Dion concert, girl, because that was moving.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes,
I thought I was at a Celine
really
Dion
into
concert.
It, and like your facial expressions, you closed your eyes, you were one with the music. That was fantastic. That was really
like
good.
Like a rehearsal?
Talk about interpretive dance. Yes, that was excellent. Good job.
Like if Celine were going to the bathroom with the door open?
Hang on a second. Eddie?
Like if she were soaking in a tub, maybe?
I don't know. How do you feel you did?
Well, I'm bummed that I had to stop and start like three times, but you guys were making me laugh talking about how I'm smelling my fingers and like, I'm like, hitting myself.
Honey glaze.
Didn't you see the sign that says Team Sky?
Yeah, thank you guys so much for all the support. That really makes me feel good.
How about the ham sign?
Look at that.
That person can die on the way home.
That person.
Wow.
Now, how are you going to feel if they actually do?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh,
all right, Ashley.
Okay.
Are you a little nervous right now?
Can't talk, gotta dance, can't talk, gotta dance.
Really?
Can you stop moving your arms
can't
like
talk,
that?
Can't talk, gotta dance, can't
You're
talk,
wafting.
Gotta dance.
All right, let's get her on stage, folks. Let's hear it for Ashley.
Oh.
Ashley, get on stage.
Come on, Team Pitts, let's go.
Yeah, she's using a different song. Let's hear it for Ashley and Kanye West. Start the music.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me. Can only make us stronger. I need you to hurry up, man. Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much stronger. Man,
Chantel, what?
100% black right there, you saw
that? Wow. Keep the music up.
I need you right now.
Let's get lost tonight. You could be my black Kate Moss tonight. Play secretary on the ball tonight. And you don't give a f*** what they all say, right? Awesome, the Christian and Christian Dior. Damn, they don't make them like this anymore. I ask this, I'm not sure. Do anybody make real anymore? Bow in the presence of greatness. Cause right now, that has forsaken us. You should be honored by my lateness. That I would even show up to this place. So go ahead, go nuts, go ace. Especially in my pastel on my page. Act like you can't tell who made this. New gospel, homie, take six. And take this, haters.
Wow.
Whoa.
Now, hang on. Now, I know. Now, we have, I'm not kidding you. We have hundreds. What just happened?
Sean,
what'd I miss?
Sean just gave her a dollar bill.
Okay.
Really good.
Now, I'm going to tell you. We literally have hundreds of P1s
that
showed up out here to see
this. That amateur night in college really paid off.
All right, Bob. All right. Guys, what did you think of what you just saw? All right, now, wait a minute. Now, I got to tell you, there are hundreds of P1s that are here to see this, but there are thousands of people that are listening that did not get to see it. So I just want to let people know this is all being videotaped. We're going to put it on the website. Everything that's gone on out here, everybody that's listening right now on the radio will have the benefit of seeing on the website, MikeyShow.com and Rock1053.com.
Hey, Mikey.
Yeah.
And you'll notice that her pants are kind of high up. That's because she rehearsed in her flooded apartment.
I see.
Stay dry.
Okay, and not to point anything out, there is a little bit of a pigeon toe issue going on right now.
Oh,
right this second. But let's talk to the judges. Chantel, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, Chantel said immediately, that's that.